Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, we have been studying this week Biblical Keys to Answered Prayer. We've been taking as our text from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, starting at verse 7, Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if the son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him?" Here Jesus is exhorting his followers to be people who ask of God, and to be people who receive from God, and to be people who expect from God, and who believe God is a good father, a better father than even the wicked people in the earth who have natural love for their children, and they try to get them everything their child's heart desires. And though they don't serve God or love God, they still have natural affection and attempt to provide and care for their children. And Jesus said, how much more will the God of love, your heavenly Father who loves you so much, answer your prayers when you ask, give you what you need when you ask? We've talked this week about how it's vital to understand, first of all, that God does command us to ask. We are not to just wait around expecting that God sees our need and that he will provide it sometime, somehow, some way. Instead, we are to be aggressive in obeying the word of the Lord that says, ask and it will be given to you. And Jesus said it in several places throughout the Gospels and in different manners where he said, anything you ask in my name, I will do. God wants you to be one who has communion or fellowship with him, that prays and talks to him. And one aspect of talking to God or spending time in prayer is the area of asking, or it's that prayer of petition where you are laying before the Lord your needs, your concerns, the things that are upon your heart, your secret desires, those things God wants you to bring to him and ask. If you were in a love relationship with a spouse or you were engaged, you would share the secret desires of your heart, the longings of your heart, your wishes and your dreams, and your goals and your aspirations, and the things you long to see happen in your life, you'd share those with that loved one. God wants you to have a love relationship with him where you can share those things on your heart with the Father. God commands us to ask, as we've seen in our study. Secondly, God loves to answer. That's the second part that we can pick up from this scripture. He loves to answer. He says, how much more will your Father who's in heaven give good things to those who ask? He loves to give, to bestow, to bless his children with answers to prayer. It's his delight to do that. That's the kind of heavenly Father we have. He loves to answer prayer. Thirdly, God intends and wants us to receive. He wants us to receive our answers to prayer. He's not just teasing us when he says, ask, go ahead and ask. And then he has no intention of giving it and no intention of us ever receiving it. He's not a cruel stepfather, so to speak. Instead, he is a loving father who wants us to receive. Matthew 7:8 tells us everyone who asks receives. But what is the key to receiving? How do we receive? First of all, we can observe from Hebrews that we receive answers to prayer, answers to the promises of God in His Word. We receive by faith. Hebrews 6:12 tells us, "Do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." How do we receive from God? We receive from God by faith. That means that we trust and have confidence in God, unshakable confidence in His Word, in His promises. We don't doubt them for a moment. We trust that He's a good God who loves to answer prayer and loves to provide and loves to give. He's a giving God. This scripture tells us that we are to imitate those who through faith inherited the promises. By faith, we know in Hebrews 11, saint after saint took hold of the blessings and the promises of God by faith. One outstanding example of a man who lived by faith is the story of George Mueller. And I highly recommend to you, if you've never read the autobiography of George Mueller, it will bless you and it will encourage you and it will give you a shining example of a man who walked by faith in his life. This German man who lived and did most of his ministry in England started orphanages and never asked anyone for money for the orphans or to provide for their food, clothing, housing needs. But instead, his goal was to show the church that one could receive answers to prayer by faith. He did this for years and years and years and literally provided for thousands of orphans over the years of his life, simply by receiving answers to prayer by faith. One specific incident that George Mueller encountered in those days was a time when there was absolutely no food in the house for the orphans. It was time for breakfast, and all the plates and the cups were set out for the breakfast, but there was no food to put on those plates and nothing to put in those cups. There was no food in the kitchen or in the pantry, and the money in the orphanage account was empty. Mueller prayed this amazing prayer of faith. "Dear Father," he said as they sat down at that table with the empty plates, "we thank you for what you are going to give us to eat. Amen." Immediately following that prayer, they heard a knock at the door. When they opened it, there stood the local baker. "Mr. Mueller," he said, "I could not sleep last night. Somehow I felt you had no bread for breakfast, so I got up at 2 o'clock and I baked fresh bread, and here it is." Mueller thanked him, and he gave praise to God. Soon a second knock came at the door. It was the milkman. His cart had broken down in front of the orphanage, and he needed to empty the cart so it could be repaired, and he wanted to donate the milk to the children of the orphanage. Mueller took hold of, or you could say he received from God, answer to his prayer because he received by faith. How do you receive from God answers to your prayers? You do it by praying in faith, and you receive by faith. Secondly, in Hebrews 6:12, we see that we are exhorted to take hold of the promises by faith and patience. In the Amplified Bible, we read that scripture this way: "In order that you may not grow disinterested and become spiritual sluggards, but imitators, behaving as do those who through faith, by their leaning of the entire personality on God, in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness, and by practice of patient endurance and waiting, are now inheriting the promises." We have to walk by faith and patience, and we receive the answers to our prayers. We receive those promises of God into our lives by faith and patience. Many people struggle right here, or you could say they stumble when it comes to the area of patient, faith-filled patient waiting for the answer. The Amplified says, by practice of patient endurance and waiting, are now inheriting the promises. There is a season between the sowing of a prayer and the reaping of an answer, and it's that growing time that is the time where patience must be exercised. When a farmer sows a seed, he doesn't expect the crop to come up the next morning and be ready to pick and put into the market for sale. There is a period between the amen of your prayer and the praise God, there it is, of the answer. God wants us to receive, but we do it by faith, believing He's good, believing He's faithful to His promises, and with patient endurance, where we stand steady and we still believe that we receive before we can look it in the eye or take it by the hand. Remember that one definition of faith and patience is that faith is a continuous attitude of believing until the answer is seen. And that continuous attitude is the patience part of this faith and patience equation. Faith is a continuous attitude of believing until the answer is seen. Colin Urquhart states in his book, Anything You Ask. God wants us to be receivers of answers to our prayers, and we receive by faith and through patience and by judging Him faithful who promised. Receive the answer to your prayer by faith and patience and by judging Him faithful who promised.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.